Hey everybody, welcome to the Chronicles of Stupidity podcast, the show with a lot of male nudity that you can't see. I'm your host, Casey Smith, with my co-host,
Sebastian Portella.
And we are so excited to finally be bringing you our first episode of Chronicles of Stupidity. It's been something I've been wanting to do for a while now, and it's pretty exciting to see it finally come to reality. And we were supposed to be scheduled to get a episode out 2 weeks ago. A couple things happened that got in the way of that. One of them being Sebby being out in DC.
Yeah.
Apparently he has more important things to do than record this podcast.
Wow.
But
I just wanted to see my brothers. I didn't think that was a crime. I didn't know I had to be crucified for that. Well, Jesus. You know, Jesus was also crucified.
That's true. That's a valid point. Yikes. That's another thing. I just called him Sebby. I didn't explain that. He's called Sebby. His real name is Sebastian.
Yeah.
You just call me Tony. Fucking Casey, because that's... I don't have a cool nickname or anything.
Not at all.
Shit.
We can call you KK Casey.
I don't know about that. Might not roll over too well with that.
I don't think Chief would be okay with that.
Yeah, probably not. He would probably be.
He'd probably say that ain't it.
He would confirm.
But that's not it.
He would definitely confirm that's not it. But how was the super important trip to DC?
It was awesome. It started off really, really, really bad. So I'll let you in on a little story. So I'm going through TSA. I get through. You know how they have you take off your belt, your shoes, everything. You know. Right. So I get through the scanner. You know. I go to the little conveyor belt to grab my shit, and my belt's there, all that shit. But I've lost a little weight, so my pants don't really fit me. And I guess my underwear kind of slid too. So I go to grab my shit, right? And I drop like my wallet. I forgot what I dropped. I either dropped my wallet or my boarding pass. Something really important. And I drop down and my ass, bare ass. Everyone behind me in TSA, the people going through the line, the fucking TSA officers, everyone just boom, looking at my ass. I could have been busted right there. With like 10 pounds of crack.
It's free real estate.
That is true. It is free. That is 100% free real estate. At that point, it was free real estate. Anyone could have come in and, you know, searched me. You know, the doctor could have been right behind me. Quick prostate exam.
Oh, this is so natural. I can't help it.
My trip to DC was dope, except for that part.
Yeah, that part would have sucked. That would have been... That's, like, one of the things that's, like, in your top five, probably, list of things that you're scared of happening.
Yeah.
During there, because you know there's a lot of clothes transferring that's going on. You just kind of hope nothing like that happens.
No, because normally, because I really don't have the time, because everyone's moving through so quickly, I don't have the time to put on my belt right there, because I gotta, you know, I'm a big boy. I go through a lot of loops and shit.
Yeah.
So I normally just take the belt, take all my shit, and kind of just hold my pants, and I have to go to the bathroom. The only thing I put on are my shoes, because I don't want to walk through airport with my shoes all, you know, off me.
Speaking of losing weight, too, you lost weight. I've actually been losing weight, too, because I went to the gym, canceled my membership, so I don't get to use any of the weights anymore. Lost them. That's pretty much been the extent
Jesus
of my...
Jesus Christ, I was not expecting that. I thought you were saying losing weight, I was like, oh my god, what is this, a fucking keto podcast?
Biggest Loser. Biggest Loser's coming back into relevancy.
Yeah, Biggest Loser was Sal.
Yeah. With two guys that look pretty similar.
Yeah.
Oh god. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, that's... That was definitely not it. I got a call soon after that happened. Chief was like, hey, dude, what the fuck happened, bro? That's not it.
That's not it at all.
Oof, yeah. I do have a few other airplanes or airport stories. So, well, yeah, how's it going? I don't want to tell them all, but I'll tell my favorite airport story, airplane story, because this was on an airplane. And I was going to tell you this before the podcast, but you're like, no. Still, save it. this is another trip that I went to D.C. in. So I went to D.C., and then on the way back, normally my connecting flight there and back is always in Midway, Chicago.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And, so we're coming back, and we're landing into Midway from D.C., and, it's like a storm going on. There's not too much turbulence, so it's not bad. I'm still sleeping. But, like, a huge just, like, lift of turbulence that you feel. Like, I swear to God, I'm fucking huge. And I, like, went up on my seat and came back down. I was like, oh, what the fuck is going on? And right after I wake up, I'm so groggy. Like, lightning hits the fucking plane. Yeah, lightning hits the fucking plane. And the lights were on for a second, and then they went dark. It went all dark. And the pilot's like, ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I just want to let you know that we've been hit by lightning. We're all good. Everything's going to be okay. And he goes off, and everyone's just like, okay, whatever. But this one lady in the back of the plane just stands up and says, there's something they're not telling us! He's lying! There's something they're not telling us! And then the flight attendants are like trying to calm her down. I'm like, calm down. Everything's going to be fine. We're literally 5 minutes away from touching down on the tarmac. Like, chill. And she's like, no! There's something! I need to help my baby! I need to help my baby! I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? It was just very intense. Like, literally, like, 5-10 minutes later, we were, like, fucking parking up on the... at the gate, and everything was normal.
That same woman probably hasn't even vaccinated her baby for polio.
No.
So,
no, not at all. Yeah. It was an intense
your
moment.
Your baby's only gonna live till 5 anyway. So
yeah, just
fucking chill. What if like the captain instead of that like just went over the radio and he's like, ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We're fucked.
Yeah.
You just be like, hold up.
Or like right after turbulence, this is your captain speaking. You know there's lightning outside. If we got hit by a piece of lightning, a piece of lightning?
A piece of lightning?
Hold on, what? Fuck? If we got hit by a bolt of lightning, we'd be fucked.
Oh, shit. Oh. He's over the radio. He's like, ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We're fucked. And, I have a parachute, so I'm jumping out now. Good luck.
See you guys.
Good luck on your endeavors.
I'd be like, oh god, no.
It's rewind time.
And you run.
Run that back.
Run that back. Who's gonna fly the plane? It ain't gonna be me. Oh god.
Yeah, no, that was an intense. So like, nothing else happened on the plane. I've never had like super bad turbulence. Like, turbulence is normal. I love flying. I know what happens. Like, you have a bigger chance of getting in a car crash than an airplane.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's made to... Like, it's gonna be in the sky. Like, do you think, like, people who made airplanes are like, you know what? Lightning's never gonna hit this thing. We're good.
Never.
No. No, they're ready for that. So I don't understand why this lady, who, by the way, had the I want to see the manager haircut.
Oh, of course.
Went...
That's
something they're not telling us. Oh god!
I always think there's more. Her name was probably Karen.
Yeah. And her baby was probably a boy named Lyle or something. Really white.
Yeah, super white.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, like so you've never done anything else that crazy on the airplane? Like nothing that crazy's ever happened. Like you never tried to sneak drugs up your ass or anything like that?
No.
Super paranoid?
No, not yet.
Not yet. I haven't been like on a plane enough to really, like, I think I've been on maybe 4 times.
Well, luckily my brother flies a lot for work, and so he gets points, and I just freeload off of him.
Must be nice. I'm the oldest, so that doesn't happen. When am I supposed to fucking bum off my like 5-year-old brother? Hey, dude, you know that $10 you got for your birthday? Your brother needs some heroin.
Hold on, I got a business opportunity for you. Give me that $10.
Give me that $10, I'll turn it into nothing.
I'll make your $10 disappear. You want to see a magic trick? All right.
And I'll give me pay 10 it minutes back next year.
Give me 10 minutes and those $10. Okay. Please. Now watch this. And you're just injecting right in front of him. Oh, shit. The needle. The needle.
It's stuck.
It's stuck. Fuck.
Pull it out. Pull it out.
Pull it out. I need your tiny little hands.
It's funny. I used to donate plasma, so I have like that mark there.
Dude, same.
And like, all
it looks
the time,
like a
I'll
fucking
like,
track mark. Look
if
at that.
If anybody ever doesn't believe me about heroin jokes, I'll be like, yo, look. You think I'm lying?
Dude, I have my own track marks, all right? I've been back, black and blue. Back and blue. Jesus.
Back and blue. So, another thing you guys should know about the podcast, one of the things I would like to incorporate to this is getting you guys to be able to ask us questions. We do have an email. It's called chroniclesofstupidity@gmail.com. Trying to make it as simple as possible.
That sounded like you said gmail.com.
.com. C-U-M.
I think they got
chroniclesofstupidity.com.
.com. Com. You guys wouldn't know this, but he did a jerk-off gesture.
Yeah. I act like I'm being recorded always, so.
Yeah. That's probably because I record you all the time when
yeah,
we're together.
Yeah, that's true. because he knows I'm bound to do something stupid.
Yeah,
so.
And I never want to forget or let him forget.
That's true. But yeah, the email is chroniclesofstupidity@gmail.com. Send in some weird questions you want to ask us, whatever you want to ask, and we're going to try and read those on the podcast. I feel like that'd be something interesting for
you
guys.
Get some fan involvement.
Get some insight into this world of ours.
Yeah, this world of stupidity.
Speaking of being like I'm recorded all the time, I was just telling you this story the other day. How I like feel like I have to be like the entertainment anywhere I go.
Oh no.
So it's like I don't know. Like for me, if I'm somewhere and it's dry, like my brain automatically goes do something fuck up.
Do something stupid.
Do something that's gonna make everybody look at you like you're a retard, but
yeah,
it's gonna be worth it because everybody's gonna laugh. So I did that one time. Like this was even as a kid. I was like this. I was probably, oh shit, I was somewhere between like 15. Between like 15 and 15. One of those months.
Those are the crazy years.
I was somewhere between like 15 and 17 probably, and just I'm around the house. Everybody's home and. I grew up with, like, 15 million siblings. So
yeah.
soon to be 10.
Jeez.
Siblings. I'm the oldest of 11. But anyway, everybody's home. We're all hanging around doing whatever. And it's just really dry. Nothing's going on. So I legit got it into my head. I need to do something to make this day eventful. And I threw myself down the stairs.
Oh my
like,
god!
Like legit, just like I'm gonna fall down these stairs on purpose.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
And did anyone just be like, did you tell anyone that that's why you did it? Or were
no,
you just like
no? Mm-mm. I was just at the bottom of the stairs. I'm like, oh my god, I fell down the stairs.
Oh my god! Jesus!
And I wonder why my parents are like, who the hell is this kid? We did not raise that.
That. Not him.
That.
That.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I got a problem like that. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it's a problem, if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
I would have said it's a good thing. I would have been entertained as fuck.
True. I just get really awkward when there's, like, nothing going on. It's
yeah.
Like, I gotta make something happen. It happens all the time at work, too. Like, I work in a factory, so there's a lot of dead time of where you're just sitting around. And, like, I just all of a sudden have to say something.
Right.
Like, stupid. And then everybody looks at me like,
what the fuck?
Are you okay?
No. Are you having a stroke, sir? Sir, the left side of your face is melting.
Like, oh, man. Like, I all the time would be like, yo, somebody, can you pass me the scissors real quick? I'm gonna ram them in my throat. Like, and now they won't let me use the scissors.
Oh
I literally got banned from using the scissors just for making that joke. I was
Jesus
like, God
Christ.
Damn. See, I'm used to like the small, like I'm used to being able to say that shit whenever, and then at the factory they don't, they're a little bit a little bit like, real dude, we don't want your blood all over the parts.
Like, dude, we gotta sell these.
Exactly, chill. Fuck do you. That what you want to do at home. Go ahead,
go for it.
Not here.
They have all the safety scissors now, like the little kid scissors that have the rounded tips.
Yeah.
You have to work extra hard to kill yourself.
Everybody has to have those now because of the one comment that I made.
Jesus Christ.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, speaking of blood, we were talking about this.
Great segue.
Yeah.
Speaking of blood.
Speaking of blood.
It's my time of the month.
Well,
you know. How'd fit that in there?
That actually was something I was thinking of, but I'll get back to that.
Okay.
I'm always thinking.
That's a good thing.
I mean, that's kind of
I would hope
do.
So.
But anyway, we were talking about this the other day with some people I was, and we're like just talking about random shit, and one of them was like, I go, how much would it take, monetary value, like how much money would it take for you to jump into like a pool of human blood?
What the fuck, Casey?
I know. Like,
what?
It was a lot
the
of other
fuck?
Things that were
I just spit all over myself. I don't know what the fuck.
Like money value for real. Like, what would it take? How much would you
me?
It's human blood, you got to be in there for 5 minutes. And every minute you have to dip your head under.
Oh my God.
And go under and then come back up.
So you're making me carry myself?
Yeah.
You ever seen the movie Carrie?
The
movie where they were
I haven't, but
you know what I'm talking about, like where they spill the pig's blood on them.
Yeah,
except
yeah.
This is human's blood.
Yeah, I know
on
the story,
her.
But yeah, I haven't seen the
yeah,
movie.
You're making
yeah,
me carry myself. Jesus Christ.
I was actually shocked at the reaction I got. It wasn't as much as I thought.
I'd have to say a million? At least. Wow.
You want to know what's terrible? Is that's way more than everybody else was saying.
Stop. Stop.
I think the one guy said like $5,000. And the other thing is too, I because this was a continuation of, and I'll bring up the other ones here in a sec, but this was a continuation of a couple things that we had said, and I threw this one in there.
If that's just a continuation, I don't want to know what the other ones were. God.
Like, so, and he was like, that was like excuse one me. Of his lowest ones. That was the lowest one for like everybody, which is ironic. But I told him for
wait,
all
does
of
it have
them,
AIDS?
It was you have to be naked.
Is there AIDS in
no,
the
no, it was disease free. That's the specific thing. You, because most likely you'd get some shit from doing that anyway. But like, we're just in a figurative mind going like, you can't get anything from it.
Okay. Naked though,
bare naked. Like,
well,
no,
it wouldn't make a difference if I was naked or clothed.
That's what I was saying. One of the
because
people
it's not
was
like,
oh, I need to at least have a swimsuit on. I'm like, you really think the swimsuit's gonna help you?
Oh yeah, it's gonna it's a blockade.
No, don't worry, my privates are protected.
Yeah, like, no,
no, it's not. It's seep right through.
Yeah,
that's disgusting.
Have you heard of a swimsuit being dry as soon as you get under the water or the blood? I guess.
So at least a million. I don't remember what I said.
I'd say at least a million. I'd need some life-changing money to that, because that's a life-changing moment. I need enough money to cover my therapy expenses. That's what I mean to say.
That's pretty much true. Does it make it better if it's animal blood, or does it... No.
Blood is blood, but it would make it better that it's
it
animal
would
blood.
Make it better, that's
yeah,
better.
Because someone literally died for
okay,
me to get
let's
a million.
Say nobody died. Let's just say somehow they have that much
so
blood.
We just robbed a fucking blood bank and then just dumped it?
Yeah. What? Or they just had a bunch of rejected blood that they threw in there, although
well,
it's probably diseased.
If it's rejected, it's diseased.
It's
like,
not
you know,
diseased.
This guy has AIDS, let's pump this dude
into
full
a pool,
of it.
And then let's offer this one guy $1 million to jump in.
Yeah.
Because that makes sense.
That's what my blood does all the time.
I think I would go lower, but that's because, like, I love money, and I'm willing to do a lot for money.
Oh,
I'd say $250,000.
Oh, 250. That's the most autistic way to say.
I'd say 250.
You say $250.
No, 250 grand.
$250,000.
That's enough to buy like a house, cash.
Cash.
So I would say that would be about what I'd be looking at. But at the same time, I feel like it's a lot worse in your head than if you were like there, and like they're like, this is the money we'll pay you.
I feel like
you could.
Like, if we agreed on a million minutes and they only brought 500,000,
yeah,
and I was there ready, I was like, ah, you know what? Chief said this is it. I'm getting
ready. I'm still going to do it. That's 500 grand, man.
Yeah.
Oh, the other one, the first one was mucus.
Gross. Fuck. That is even worse than blood.
That's definitely worse, because I couldn't do it without throwing up, so I'd also.
Exactly. Mucus is so fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
I thought I said that wrong for a second.
No. You just kind of choked on it a little bit.
Yeah, I choked on my own mucus. No, no, like, there'll be times where, like, I'll be sick and I'll have a bunch of mucus in my nose and I'll accidentally, like, I guess breathe in too hard and it'll go down my throat. And I will want to just end my life right there. Somebody get me some heavy-duty rope from Lowe's. A nice, sturdy...
Specifically from Lowe's. You've been thinking about this one.
Well, Lowe's is right outside where I work.
Oh, yeah, true.
And a nice, sturdy, like, fucking something that I could hang myself off of.
So, it's going to be more than for that.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Or just not doing it at all.
No, I'll do it for money. Come on.
Man, the part...
Let's be honest.
What's got me is, like, at least if I could have my head out of it, like, I could stand up.
That'd I don't want my penis touching that at all.
The fact that I have to go under
every
five
minute,
times, that's the part that kills me.
Yeah, no.
I don't know about that shit.
I'm good, man. I'm good on that, cuzzo.
The other one was horse cum semen.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. I might do that. Do I have to jerk off the horse to get it?
Yeah, you gotta sit there and like.
That's a long time to fill a kiddie pool? Are you kidding me?
That's like months.
Jesus! Dude!
Who even knows how many times the horse can do it? Like,
I mean, I feel like horses have huge dicks. So I feel like it could probably get a lot out of it.
That's true.
I do. They have big balls.
That's valid. Yeah. They got some storage.
What are we working here with? 256 gigabytes? 1 terabyte? Shit!
Wow, we got time. Let's go. Oh, yeah. That's the kind of shit I talk about.
Yeah, that's...
And
you need to get checked out for that, dude.
Yeah. Now, the big thing for me is I like to see people's reactions to shit. Like, that's...
Yeah.
That's more than that's it is fair. Than anything. Like, some people will be like, man, like, do you... like talking about nasty stuff like that. It's like, it's not necessarily. It's not necessarily.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
Yeah.
Let me just start over. It's not necessarily that I like enjoy talking about that type of shit. It's just like, I love seeing the reaction of people when you can say something that catches them off guard.
Yeah.
Enough to where they still think it's funny. I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, there is always once in a while those awkward moments when somebody doesn't think it's funny.
Yeah.
But.
And that's really.
Hell, we were at the store today at Shopko, and in the line, we were buying that, what the fuck is it called?
The extension cord.
The extension cord, and I see the fitting rooms out of the corner of my eye, and I go, oh shit, I could have tried this on first. Like. That and shit's stupid as fuck, but the lady behind us laughed.
The old 60-year-old lady who definitely thought we were gay, because then right after that, Casey was like, oh, look, the jewelry's 60% off. And all the jewelry there is all women's jewelry.
Yeah. Again, trying to be funny. And she did not laugh at that part, she thought that was serious. But,
yeah, well,
but she did laugh at the other part. And you know, sometimes you surprisingly get a laugh at something you didn't even think.
Yeah.
I'm just... incredibly dumb person. I enjoy being dumb. Like, I don't... Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just love... I love the whole laughter and being, you know... I feel like nothing unites people more than when you're laughing together. I don't know.
Yeah.
That just got really serious.
Yeah.
For no fucking reason.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, guys, let me tell you my life passions. You don't want to know all those.
Whoa.
You don't. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Just, wow.
Damn. It's that time of the month.
It's that time of the month.
Oh. Dude, what if what if dudes did have periods too? Like, because technically,
what would it come out of?
Like, if you think about it, like man, if I was a woman, I would call God and I'd be like, "Yo, this shit's unfair."
Well, it's not just the bleeding. It's not just bleeding. Like, they have like pains and shit. Like, fuck that.
Their head goes nuts. They're annoying.
Dude, no. Like, imagine us bleeding out of our dicks.
Yeah, that's
and then
what I was
all the
thinking.
Cramps happen because the cramps are like in their ovary. I don't know, like in
yeah,
that
somehow it's
whole
like in
area.
Our balls.
In our balls.
Yeah.
And dude, there that are times where I'll be jerking off and I'll accidentally hit my balls too hard. Like, I'll be coming down too hard because I'm out for 35 minutes easy.
35.
Easy.
Of course, after the 35 minutes,
back
right
to
back
it.
At it.
Right back to
let's
it.
Let's finish.
No,
what
like
we started.
Like just a light tap. To the ball, and it's just like normally just one. Like, it's always my left nut that I always hit. And just a light tap.
Oh, yeah. So, if you picture, like, it's almost like living with the. I wouldn't say it. So, not like getting kicked in the balls, but let's say you're living with that pain of the afterwards. Like, how it kind of like is numb there for a little while.
Yeah,
like,
and you want to
throw
up. Let's
say you're living with that for a couple days, 1 week out of the month. Like, that shit's terrible.
Yeah, fuck that.
Now I know why I know why they say respect women.
Yeah. Now I know why so many women want to become men.
Can I just get this shit taken off?
Chief said, this ain't it. Make me a dude.
I'm done.
Give me the sausage.
Crap.
Oh.
Yuck.
You said craft?
Crap.
Oh, crap. I was like, are you talking about mac and cheese right now, bro?
Craft. That is the best kind.
No, well, it's not
the best kind, but like the best cheap kind.
Okay.
Obviously, they're like baked macaroni is the best.
I've been making a lot of baked macaroni and cheese, and my mom hates it because I use all the cheese. I use the bowl and it. I don't clean it. I'll be honest. Like it'll be like I'll get up at like noon, make it, eat, and then head to work at like 1.
Yeah, I'm one of those people that like. When they go to a restaurant or something and they like put on the cheese for you, I never say stop. Like,
it's oh, yeah, yeah. I'm just like, hey, listen, like, I
you know what? Why don't you just drop that right here and just leave it here?
go ahead, go to the back, grab another cheese.
I'll hold on to it.
Grab another piece of cheese. Roll that shit.
Like, I just,
oh, save, they'll ask me, okay, just say when.
My parents used to go through so much of that, and that was mostly me.
Dude, cheese is so fucking good.
Yeah, I used to eat it out of the bag.
Same. I still do. Fuck it. I still
yeah,
do.
Yeah, same. If I got it.
I used to. I don't want to shit myself.
I want to be able to shit, actually, is more the reason why I don't as much anymore.
Wait, you like, want to be able to
block
shit?
Block you up, yeah.
Cheese doesn't block you up.
It can.
It doesn't. It blocks your heart, not your ass.
Well, that's why I don't feel anything there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Shit. It's, yeah, I love cheese.
Fuck, cheese is so fucking good.
Now I'm thinking about it, I want some.
Dude, you've been hungry, like,
for the last 48 hours.
48 hours. This dude has not stopped eating. He ate, like, 5 chicken penne dishes last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those microwavable ones that you pop in there for, like, 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's just
fucking delicious.
Yeah.
But I couldn't get full. Like, nothing I would eat would ever get me full.
We went to Chipotle. We went to Qdoba.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, yeah. We went to Qdoba, not
yeah.
Chipotle.
Yeah.
Because we're
decent human beings.
No offense to anybody that likes Chipotle. Just pick better restaurants.
Yeah. Respect yourself.
Exactly. Like, be kind to yourself once in a while.
Yeah, don't.
yeah, we ate there. I swear to God, I felt the
his
exact
burrito
same
was
after I was done.
Huge.
It was so huge, it was falling apart.
Yeah.
As I was eating it, I'm like,
no, she had to get a second tortilla to wrap it.
Yeah. Did she?
Did she? Wait, no, I don't remember. Maybe that was the night before when I went with my father.
Yeah. But she.
Either way,
man,
it's a big ass burrito.
You would think after eating that, like, you would be fucking full.
Yeah, nope.
I didn't feel anything, and I started to think something was wrong, because I was like, I'm not feeling anything when I eat. Like, it's like I'm eating it and it's gone. Like, it just dilutes in my stomach.
All right, here we go. Big words.
Like, just gone. Yes. All right, I'm ready to eat again.
He did an IQ test and now he's just using big words.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I did one IQ test and now I'm like, okay, guys, I actually am intelligent. I'm going to act like it. I had a 121
I didn't want to pay the $1.95 to see my score. Yeah. Mostly because I'm scared.
Cheap. Mostly because I'm scared. I'm not going to lie, I was scared at first. I was like,
it's all these shapes and, like, sequences. Like, okay, I think I got the sequence down, but what if the sequence is going left to right, not you know, up to down?
Yeah, man, that shit. Oh, I couldn't imagine somebody with fucking dyslexia trying to do that shit.
They're not words.
They're not words, but I still feel like...
No, dyslexic is with letters and numbers. Like, it rearranges. Yeah. Like, when someone says exit, like, someone says tixit. I don't know. You know?
Oh, I don't know.
Go towards the tixit sign, you know?
I did think that. I was like, man...
Or like, do you want a 96?
I know, I'm gonna fucking... I was like, I just expected me to fail it. I don't know. I don't have any self-confidence.
Yeah.
I was like, watch me fail this.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, like, everybody that I told, like, that I was doing one was, like, laughing. Like, I can't wait.
Well, because you say shit like the blood, the horse coming, the fucking
nuisance. That's true,
because
they just assume.
Like, what do you expect?
This guy's got to have a rock in there. That can't be an actual
This guy
brain.
Just has a rock and a prefrontal cortex, and that's about it.
Oh, shit. No, I just got that one part of the brain that's like the fight or flight part. What do they call that? It's like where your senses of, like, fear and shit come from.
Yeah, that's the dumbest shit that I've ever heard.
That's real, though.
No, I know, but, like, that was... No.
It wasn't worth it?
No, Chief said that ain't it, bro.
Okay, whatever you say.
Stop it.
Thank you.
Get some help.
Jesus Christ. Please.
Well, I thought... I don't know. I was just like, damn.
Put a sentence together, man. Get it together.
I can't.
Get it together. Do you need something to drink to catch you off guard? Or to catch you up guard?
Want a Sprite cranberry?
I do, actually. That'd be delicious. Want a Sprite cranberry? That's like one of my favorite commercials ever.
So, pedophiles, okay?
Just... Yeah, you know, here's a segue.
Yeah, here's a segue. Pedophiles.
You know, speaking of Sprite cranberry...
Weren't you... Pedophiles. Didn't you get taken care of by a pedophile?
Yes.
From your church when you were 3 years old?
Yeah, I was three. I think I was around like 3 or 4.
Okay.
And, yeah. I got babysat by somebody who was on the list on accident.
On the list? Like, you... Not you're assuming everyone has been touched and knows the list.
You know the list. But I thought it was like an innuendo. I thought everybody knew that.
Yeah. No, it's just people who have
been
touched.
And I said that like, I accidentally said... On accident, after I said
you accidentally said
like he's
accident.
Accidentally on the list.
Yeah.
That's not what I meant. He was not accidentally on the list. He was very much intentionally on the list of predators.
Sex offenders.
Yeah. It was an accident that I got babysat by him. But, you know, things happen.
Dude, can you tell us anything about your interactions?
I don't remember, honestly. So, could have been... I figure all that happened was is it was a couple, and my parents were pretty young. They didn't, you know, they assume somebody that goes to your church, you know, church people are all good, right? And they're like, you know, they were nice enough to offer, hey, we'll babysit your kid. Do you want to go on a date night or something?
And maybe they just wanted to do something kinky in bed.
The real one that wanted to go on a date night was the guy.
Oh, Jesus.
Who knows what happened?
Yeah.
There could have been anything. I mean, I'll never know.
I mean, the the guy looked at you and said,
it's free real estate.
Some of you are probably listening and going, oh, that makes sense. Now we know why he's the way he is.
Jesus.
Oh, shit, man. But, you know, life is life. Some things
he
happen.
Probably looked at you and said,
damn, boy, he thick! Boy, that's a thick-ass boy! Damn!
I don't want to think of that. I mean, I was a fucking huge baby.
So there. Right. Hold on.
Let's just.
Wow.
Shit.
Wow.
I don't know. Okay, that was me pushing a random button, and my bad.
You fucked up.
I did fuck up. I thought that was something else.
Wow.
Oh, God. Well, hey, you know, nothing like bringing my personal life into this.
Yeah.
That's a lot of damage.
Yeah, that was a fucking lot of damage. Just a fuck ton of damage. I was heady with a fucking...
Mental damage.
Yeah, dude.
I just slapped myself straight in the fucking head. Oh, yeah. Damn.
Wow, we went from airport stories to...
Pedophilia.
Pedophilia. Well, no. Other pedophiles. I mean, no, not other pedophiles. Whoa, hold on. Not other pedophiles.
Yeah,
not,
no.
Not other pedophiles.
That's what we're talking about. Oh shit.
God.
Whoops. Fuck.
That was him?
Yeah.
That night?
Yeah, that was him.
Oh man.
Oh shit. Oh, people like that, man, they need to be executed like on a block of like fucking. Yeah, chop their heads off.
Mm.
Dude, that...
We should ship them all to the Middle East and tell ISIS that they're Christians.
Yeah, there you go.
Perfect. Then they'll get cut off, their heads cut off with like a butter knife.
Yeah.
Is that you? Is that the cutting noises?
Trying to do the cutting of... I just pictured with like a...
That just sounds like it's some intense...
With a butter knife, it was going to be pretty, like, hard to do.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Tell them that they're Christians. Good God. I don't know, man. That's one of my things. Like, how do people hurt a child? What would you do if there was a child? Me, I would
fuck them.
Whoa. excuse the fuck me?
FBI, open up!
And they're back. Me, I would walk away because I have never heard a conversation from a child that ever turned into anything. Every time I end up thinking to myself, that was a waste of time.
Yeah.
And you probably, people are probably like, what a fucking dickhole.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. I'm 20 years old. I got a life that I think...
Not a good one.
Not good at all. It's actually fucking terrible.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think there's anything that... I don't think there's anything that, like... I mean, I don't know. Me, like, have you ever had those conversations with a kid before where you're just like, this is weird...
Yeah.
As fuck. I feel like once I'm like 30 or something, it'll be different. Like, kids will maybe like make me laugh or something, or be smile out of a day. But now, like at 20, like I'm just like,
fuck these kids.
I have a terrible life.
Not that way. Jesus.
I have a terrible life, sir, kid.
Yeah. Sir, listen.
Hey, sir, you know what? Hey, how can I help you with that? That nice tie you got on there. Can I help you put it on?
Oh, whoa.
I don't know.
Whoa.
What do you talk to kids about?
I don't know.
Just, nothing when you're 20. You just like, I'm like, dude. I'm
like, fine. What were you going to say? Last night I just shotgunned this beer.
What? What's beer? Fuck.
It's the good shit.
You'll know someday.
No.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, I'm fried right now out of my brain. I can't even tell.
And the kid's just like, what? Fried?
Fried. Like, french fries, kid. I don't know.
What the fuck?
I feel like every time I ever talk to a kid, like, I have to be so careful.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm, like, walking on
eggshells. Yeah. Oh, I'll tell the story. So, I am with this lady, this young woman.
Currently?
No.
At the time. Okay.
No, at the time.
I was going to say, the fuck?
And we are...
I thought this was a singles only podcast.
We're in the car, right? We're in the car, and the windows are down, and then it's getting dark outside, and we're at this park, because I was just playing basketball, and there's all these kids around, and it's at a trailer park.
Yeah.
Right? And I said, you guys better get home before you end up on the Walmart list, because you know, Walmart, they have, like, the missing children.
Yeah, they're, like, the
and only place. And all the parents from those kids, like, these kids started running. All the parents, which, good for them. Good for them, because if they thought that shit was going to go down... They ran. Good for them. They brought all their parents, and all the parents and the kids surrounded the car.
They're like...
Oh. And I'm like, shit, no, that's not what I meant. I had to explain. Up. She had to help me out.
I would have
she
been was like, explain- first of all, I'm not a Blood or a Crib. So if,
she was
if you're thinking any of those... Let's just move on from there.
Yeah.
Don't shoot me.
She was explaining out the driver's seat. I was explaining out the passenger seat. It was just fucking hectic. It was intense. I was
so like, they think you were like gonna abduct
they,
him?
They thought I was gonna like abduct him because like it looked weird because we were just like I was just done playing basketball, so I was tired and I just wanted to chill in the car for a second, right? And we were just
how do they think this abducting shit works? It's not like a plumber comes up to your door, hey, here I'm here to plumb your house,
and then just takes your kid. Like,
an abductor comes up, hey, I'm here to abduct your kids. I just told them it, actually.
Yeah, but no, like
so they should know.
We're just there, and we were hanging out there for...
I feel like it's an overreaction.
It was about a half hour, 45 minutes.
Like, if I was a parent, if my kid came home, first of all, I'd probably be fried again. But if I was a parent, if my kid came home from the park and was like, yo, this guy just said, if we don't get home on time, we're going to be on the Walmart list, I'd be like, yeah, he's right.
Yeah.
So...
And then it's also it's a white trash trailer park. Like, there are weird people there. One probably cooking meth.
Yeah.
So they're fried out of their mind. Mm-hmm. They think you're a little goblin. They're like, yo, I gotta kill this goblin. These fucking. And they just no, that's not what I'm talking about. And they just abduct it and then just like kind of feed it out like a fucking, I don't know, like some sort of Silence of the Lambs shit. Like, it puts it in the basket.
They're like, hold up, he's here in this trailer park and he's not white? This is a problem.
Yeah. At that time, I was a little tanner, so I looked Puerto Rican. I looked a little, you know.
You actually didn't look white like you do.
I'm not white chocolate. I wasn't white chocolate like I am right now. I was more of like a butterscotch, kind of like salted caramel type shit right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nuts, man. I don't know. Parents overreact a lot, though. And I guess I get it. If you're like... in charge of, like, a life. Or not in charge. I don't know. Responsible for, like, a life.
Have you ever had a dream that you want him to do you so much you could do anything?
Dude, you can't fucking talk.
Yeah, I can't. That's a typical thing, but...
Do I have to press it again?
No.
Jesus.
But no, like, if you were responsible over another life, I guess I get it. I guess I get it. You know what I mean? Like,
are you sure about that?
No, I'm sure. I'm 100% sure, actually.
Yeah.
The fuck? Yeah, if you're responsible for another life, I get it. Like, I get the concern. I would probably... I can't say anything because I'm not a parent. So...
Yeah.
And I hope that doesn't happen anytime recently.
Yeah. Recently.
Anytime soon. That's what I meant to say.
Wow.
Shit.
You stupid.
Yeah. That's the most accurate thing that's been said on here yet.
And it wasn't by any of us.
Yeah. As usual. Man, kids have been brought up a lot in this podcast, which is kind of...
Yeah.
Kinda
it's definitely weird. Suspect.
Yeah, very much so.
The people watching are the FBI agents that are tasked with watching our phone and listening to what we're like, saying. Mm-hmm. They're like, this ain't it, chief. We gotta go.
Yeah, we got to go right now.
Yeah, dude. Fuck. Fucking Criminal Minds on our ass.
Yeah. FBI search. Search warrant.
There are just times where I've babysat kids like all the time. Like I babysat my little cousin, and you know it was just it was just weird, you know, like when I was the only one in charge of the house. I get where they're coming from, you know, like when they all ganged up on me and this young lady who shall remain nameless.
But this is the hard time. The hard time? God damn, I can't talk. Jesus. This is the hard thing about that, though, is, like, every parent's different with their kids. So, like, if you're, like, you know, you gotta watch what you're saying, because, like, even something as simple as saying something that gives away that Santa's not real, those parents make that a big deal to their kid, and then their kid has a fucking emotional breakdown. It's like, I can't win. That's why I just prefer not to talk to him.
Yeah, there was this one time that hold on. When is Santa's Not Real gonna come up in an actual conversation? Like, you're just running into this random kid, and you're just... For the sake of this, you know... Wow, hold on! Let's pump the brakes here, because I can't fucking talk.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's definitely do that. Hold up.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
Please.
Run that back.
So now, just...
Jesus Christ, dude.
It's time to stop!
Yeah. It is. I can't even think of what I was saying. I'm going to be completely honest with you.
Santa.
Jesus Christ. Just for the sake of this situation. Let's just call it a situation, because I can't think of a better word.
Yeah.
You just run into a kid, and you're talking, and you just, oh, by the way, Santa's not real. No, that's not going to happen.
But, like, if it's around Christmas time, and, like, there's a Santa there, and you're just, for some reason, you're in a negative mood.
Yeah.
Me, all the time. And, like, all of a sudden you just go, this fucking Christmas marketing. And the kid goes, marketing? And you're just mad. You just go off on him. Christmas is a holiday made for money! It's all fake,
kid. Santa's not real! Oh, what? That actually happened. I said
and
that.
All of a sudden I'd be like, oh... Hello, little one.
All right, Thanos.
Shit.
What is it? No, we were at Rivertown Mall, which is in this mall in Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just there with a couple friends, and it's around Christmas time. We're going to go see the movie. And you know how Celebration Cinema's like at the back of the food court, and then there's normally that huge setup for Christmas and stuff for you to take pictures with Santa?
Yeah.
Right in front of that. So we're passing by, and I'm like, this one kid on the lap asking for what he wants. I'm like, Santa's not real! And then we just book it to the concessions to, like, buy our tickets and shit. And everyone in the line was just like, how dare he? Like, just the look on their faces, oh my God, no, he's real, honey, he's real, I swear to God. Real.
That man is...
A psychopath.
An imposter. He's mad. Because he got cold last year. I don't know.
Yeah.
That guy's a douchebag.
What's a douchebag?
You know, like every wife there that was with their husband was like, tell him something. Say something back. And like me as a husband would be like,
it's not worth it. He's fucking, let him watch his movie.
I would have to walk over there. And that's one thing that I don't like doing.
No.
Walking.
Well, you're fucking lazy as fuck. This dude, we're eating. We are eating at this one restaurant here in Allegan.
Oh, God.
And the lady, he puts the chip or his card in, and then he's about to put his PIN in. He just doesn't. He hits credit. I was like, why do you know your PIN, right? He's like, yeah, I just don't want to put it in because I'm lazy.
Yeah.
I don't.
I'm that lazy that, like, hitting four buttons is going out of my way.
Yeah. So. That's. My God.
I don't know. It's something, like, to me, like, the more I can take the easy way out, the better.
Yeah.
I just prefer...
That's why you want to kill yourself, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's where, to me, it's like, man, if I did that, I wouldn't have to do anything ever. I could just legit...
Oh, my God.
Sit around and never do anything.
Yeah.
Which would be awesome.
What was that laugh?
My idea. Sound like a fucking goat with autism.
Yeah. Big facts.
Yeah. Dumbass. Yeah. That was a phenomenal roast. I deserve this roast. <shit. laughs> I did not deserve that, actually. That was used in a very undeserving time. But, you know, it is what it is.
I hate that saying, it is what it is. Because what is it?
It is. It's just it is.
I don't get that. It is. That shit fucking pisses me off. No, let's be honest here. Call me the remix. T-Pain, get in here.
Tupac, move out of the way. We got a new one.
I was listening to this podcast.
I guess he already was moved out of the way.
Woo! Yikes. Anyway, so I was listening to this podcast, and it's one of my favorite YouTube stars.
Wait, hold up. Here comes the 35 to 40 year old rap fans. They're going to be at. Yeah, hey,
Chronicles. Tupac was a fucking god!
Don't ever disrespect.
No!
I'm from the hood, bro. I feel like I should not be saying stuff like that.
No, not at all.
Yo, if you wanna lambaste into me, feel free. Chronicles of Stupidity at gmail.com.
Yeah. gmail.com.
At gmail.com.
Anyway, so I'm listening to this podcast, right? And this guy, Joe Santagato, is one of my favorite YouTubers, says that he used to think that the saying, get on all fours, was get on all floors. And I was like, it's not get on all floors?
You thought it was get on all floors, too?
Yeah, and he has the same reasoning that I do. It doesn't make sense. Four is already, like, in multiple. You don't have to put an S at the end. Get on all four makes sense. Get on all four.
Yeah.
Get on all floors...
I didn't think
makes sense too, because you're on the floor. Get on all fours. You only have four limbs. Like all fours, that makes no fucking sense.
Yeah, but on all floors doesn't make sense either. How are
if
you
think about it? It does. All of them
at one time.
Well,
you're not God.
Shut
and
the fuck up.
Even if you were God, I don't feel like that'd be one of the things you'd be wanting to do with that power. Oh shit, you know what? I'm God. I'm gonna lay down on all the floors at once.
God. No, we were just talking about him.
Shout out
to God real quick.
What's up?
I wanna give a quick shout out to Christina Applegate.
No, God's in heaven right now going, oh no.
No,
I don't wanna be associated with that podcast. Or anything to do with that.
Strike him down.
Let's keep my name out of this, please. Which is like what all my friends told me.
Keep my name out your mouth.
When I told them I was making a comedy podcast, they're like, God, please don't ever mention my name.
Oh, man.
I was like, all right, fine.
Jesus.
Keep everybody anonymous.
Anonymous.
Anonymous. So my stories are always anonymous. Unless someday I have like a story with like Ryan Reynolds or something, then... Obviously, I'm going to say his name.
So, I ran into this guy. I'm not going to say his name, but his name was Ryan Reynolds. And I'm not going to name drop, but it was G-Eazy.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And, like, I got down on all fours. And sucked him clean.
Is he that short? You have to get on all fours to suck him clean?
Ryan Reynolds?
You can get him. You can get on his knees. You can get you.
Yeah, I you put in suck the him all off fours on thing, knees. I put in... All fours thing.
Just to make fun of me. Yeah, well, yeah, okay, yeah, dope, yeah, exactly. Thanks.
So, yeah, precisely.
I guess I deserve that. Fuck.
Oh, gosh. Man, well, this has been fun. This is our first episode, man, and I just had a blank. We do hope to have a... guest on for all the... Wow, I lost my voice to... But we are hoping to have a guest on every episode. This week it didn't work out, just with all the scheduling things. We were like, we gotta make an episode, and it worked for us too for today. So
because I was down here,
yeah,
you know,
not in DC.
Wow,
flashing people. So,
well, actually, that was in GR.
Oh yeah, true.
My you were in a conservative place.
Yeah, they were like, hold up. We don't go for that kind of shit here. No, DC, they probably would have been like,
That ain't it.
But yeah. You know what I mean, man? So we do want to get... we got a bunch of guests lined up at the moment. If you were interested in being a guest, ask us that on chroniclesofstupidity@gmail.com too.
.com.
You can gladly do that. We also have Chronicles of Stupidity on Facebook and Instagram, Twitter. You can find us on all that shit. Same name. Yeah. Just look it up.
No, it's going to be a different name. It's going to be...
completely different name. It's going to be God's Warriors.
.com. God's Warriors. .com.
And we post Bible verses all day.
Real quick. So I'm at GRCC, right? And that's where I go to college.
It's
Grand Rapids Community College. And there's this like Asian lady, like in a gray nun thing. And I'm just talking to this dude who's in my class. And I'm like, oh, look, it's one of God's Marines. Just out of my head, into my mouth. Didn't give it a second thought. I'm like, oh, look, it's one of God's Marines.
God's Marines.
Dope.
Yeah, well, that's sweet.
but definitely hit us up on social.
Whatever you want. If you're interested in possibly being a guest, obviously we would have to call, you know, get a
feel for you, FaceTime. Or a feel on you.
Yeah. Preferably. Yeah,
we're two of Harvey Weinstein's.
If you want to be a guest, you gotta be
touched
and be willing to touch.
Yeah, like we need reciprocation.
Yeah, you don't have to be willing to be touched because that's just gonna happen either way.
Yeah, at this point.
But you do have to be willing to touch because we technically can't really force you to.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? But. Yeah, so that's how it's going to go down. There will be guests for most of them. Sometimes it'll be just me and Sebi, but most of them we're trying to get guests. We got a bunch of guys lined up right now, and we would love to have anybody on that feels like just talking about some stupid shit. It's fun, you know what I mean?
And right.
Talk about how bad my life is all the time.
They ask you how you are, you just have to say that you're fine when you're not really fine. Subject. You just can't get into it because they would never understand.
Jesus.
So yeah, there's that. But yeah, for sure, we hope you enjoyed the first episode of this, and we hope that there's a lot more coming. And like we said, check us out on social media and start emailing in questions, even if it's the dumbest question you've ever thought of, because I want to start reading off questions from people. I feel like it'll be interesting for you to get to hear our retarded reactions to your questions.
We've already gone through all the content we can ever go through, so we need
this is the end of the podcast
unless you send us questions. Sorry guys,
I had a note and I had like three pins and that's it.
Not everyone has
three footnotes. That was it. I was like, okay. Anything else from there, just good luck.
Good luck.
Wing it.
Wing it. I'm more of a breast guy, so I don't like dark meat. Don't read into that. I don't know. There's a lot of muscle there.
I don't like dark meat.
Don't read into that. I just don't like the muscle.
Well, I am reading into it.
It's a very short book, so.
I'm reading into it. You're saying you don't like dark meat. I get it.
These nuts. Got it. Got it.
Fuck you.
Oh, but yeah, thanks so much for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed, and I hope you're looking forward to much more content coming up soon. And hey, our social media pages have a lot of fucking fucked up memes on there too, so if you like that shit, you're gonna love our social media pages.
Yeah,
so.
And you should also hit us up on our actual social media page. I'm on Instagram. It's at SebiPortella. SebiPortella.
Yeah, man, and I'm at the Wonder 913. Everything I do is the Wonder. So
I wonder why.
That's literally the purpose. But
everyone's gonna say, "I wonder why this guy is still alive."
Why does he have to still be alive? God damn it! But yeah,
better late than never.
Check it out. You'll love the content, and you're going to love the rest of the episodes that are coming, I swear to God. If you don't...
Fuck you.
You can find me and kill me.
You can reach us at 1-800-LICK-MY-FUCKING-TAINT.
But I hope you guys all have a good night, morning, afternoon, whatever the fuck it is for you.
Middle of the night, midday, 12:58, whatever it is.
And have a great rest of your life. To be continued.
Toodles.
The fuck?